having like a small kind of like thing with kind of. So, and that's new, and like that's another thing to worry about. But maybe, I don't know. I mean, there's many things we could talk about.
Well, the only thing that's really worth talking about is your resistance to practice, which means your resistance to being good. That we all do that. That we gain some proficiency, that we begin to feel a lot better, and then we quit practicing. And so I'm glad you called so that I can invite you to come back to recognize that you feel a whole lot better because you can do it, make yourself feel better. That's what actually the Anapanasati practice is. It's coming out of the blahs into, hey, this is nice.
How quickly can we get there? Because I've been thinking recently, like, I mean, what are the limits of Anapanasati or just
let us talk about it is that the limits are in your skills. That's where the limits are, is your lack of skill, your lack of training. And in a way, you could say that then is the resistance to the training, the resistance to the skill. And everybody does this. So, if you can intentionally take the right effort to start practicing, like, hey, this is nice. Everything really is okay. Yeah, I'm tired, but I feel good feeling tired. The Kabuddha Dasa mentions that the best time to practice, or let us say that if you are sick, that's a really good time to practice.
Yeah, I found that.
Because the only option is to be sick rather than be sick and be okay.
Yeah, when I was sick recently, I found that all you could do was kind of let go. You know, I just kind of...
Well, intentionally letting go is more like throwing stuff out. Letting go would be like you've got a favorite toy that's broken now, and you leave it there, and mom picks it up and throws it out, and you kind of let her do that. Well, guess what? You don't have a mommy. Not that kind of mommy in your head. The kind of mommy that you have in your head is the one that's critical. Why did you break the toy? That it actually takes some effort to throw stuff out.
Yeah.
Quite effort.
Yeah.
And basically, that's what happens is people get to the point of, oh, I couldn't bother. I'd rather be unhappy than take the effort to change that attitude.
So is letting go not a good phrase?
Pardon?
Is letting go not a good phrase to use?
Well, letting go, let us say, is a Western phrase that, in fact, the letting go is part of the reason why Western Buddhism is kind of a failure. That, in fact, cheering up would be a better phrase than letting go.
I think it's, I don't know, I kind of, when I have the intention of like letting go or, you know, stopping, I think it can be helpful, but it can be harmful as well. But yeah, when I'm sitting and I decide to just stop, that can be quite a good thing. You know, instead of doing something more active, I can stop and just like, well, witness things, I guess. I mean, there is still effort in there for some kind of crafting.
All right. Well, going back to the broken toy point, no matter whatever it is that the broken toy is, the letting go would be, oh, poor me, I'll have to do without it. That's the letting go of Western Buddhism. And a much better approach would be, hey, I'll get along just fine without it. I don't need that. I'm okay. So one is kind of a disappointed letting go because you've lost it, as opposed to the mentality of, hey, I'm okay. I don't need that toy. I'll get along without it. Wow, I'm glad I don't have to mess with that anymore. It's even better.
Yeah, no, that second one, I think, is what I kind of have been doing a bit more. It feels more like that than, well, actually, no, I mean, I think I get both, actually. Because there are some times where I find it really difficult to let go because I don't want to, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or not let go, but I find it really
let
difficult
to. Let go because we have to. We don't have a choice. But if we had a choice, we wouldn't let go.
Yeah.
And so the real, then that means that we've got no choice. We have to let go, as opposed to, hey, I have a choice. And the choice is I'm okay without it, or I'm okay.
So you're saying we don't have to let go?
Well, to change that mentality from you have to let go into, wow, I'm okay without it. I can throw that thing out. I don't have to do that anymore. I'm okay without it. Wow, what a relief. I don't have to mess with it anymore. So that's taking the right noble effort of cheering up, being better off without it. And we need to practice that because that's not a normal mental state. The normal mental state is, oh, poor me, I'll have to do without it. Rather than the mental state, because that's the mental state of a victim. And the mental state of the winner is, I'm good, I'm okay, I got that. I got along without it before I had it, and now I can get along without it just fine.
Yeah, it's very simple.
But we have to remember to do that. We have to remember to take that effort to change our attitude.
Yeah, it's too simple. Yeah. How do we remember? I mean, can we put post-it notes up and?
Yeah, put post notes up, tattoo a cross on your hand, tie an albatross around your neck, put on a corset.
Yeah.
But often those mental tricks that we think are going to work wind up being to our disadvantage.
Okay.
That really we have to take that effort over and over and over again. We have to practice.
Yeah, and we do have to do sitting practice because I've not been good at that recently. Yeah. I've been trying to kind of like, because I feel like I, day to day, I feel like I'm always late, you know, for whatever late. I'm doing. Yeah,
always
yeah.
Late.
Well,
like
I'm not
the
always
late,
late, but...
Mr. Smith, the one who died last week.
Yeah, kind of. No, I feel like I'm always rushing because I feel like, you know, there's no time. So I've been trying to combine like meditating with activity. So I've been doing Qigong kind of stuff in the morning. But it doesn't, I guess it's not really doing the same thing as sitting practice. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, those kind of things have to do, you know, Tai Chi and Qigong and Karate and all kinds of things. Generally, the benefit comes later. And that what we're practicing here is to getting the benefit right now. So you can do your martial arts hoping that things are going to get better, or you can actually practice it. Wow, this is great. I like this.
Well, it's very slow. It's more of a meditation. It's, you know, very slow with like,
well, is the meditation going to work though to change your attitude?
But we can't, but why, I was thinking, I mean, why can't we just meditate while we're standing up? Because I'm also feeling like, because I sit down a lot in the day, and I really want to.
Buddha mentions all four postures. In fact, the posture that you're in, the only issue about it is it comfortable? Because it's hard to make the mind comfortable when the body's not comfortable. So that's the only issue. Doesn't matter what posture you're in.
So is it sitting, standing up, lying down? What's the other one?
And walking.
Walking. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, I like to do all of those, and especially standing, because I think, you know, I have pain sometimes in my back.
Yes, being upright is the best way of dealing with a pain in the back. That in fact, when other people are a pain in the back, pain in the backside, it's generally because they're not upright.
Nice.
So being upright actually takes right effort, and the being upright means that you feel upright. It's a change of attitude. The victim is slumped over. The winner is standing tall.
Yeah, I realized that recently when I was sick. I that's when I started getting into Qigong. So I don't know, I was just so bored. I just started standing up really straight, and I felt all my muscles, like, and then I felt a lot of, like, power, you know, being really straight and like, kind of tensing. Well, not tensing, but just, like, forcing my muscles into place, because usually I'm very slumped and, like, yeah, and it's huge. It's a huge thing. So I've been much more conscious of like my posture. I think it's and I used, you know, I think I used to maybe read stuff about, or, you know, consume information about Tantra, and I thought, well, I can just, you know, go to sleep all day and stuff like that, you know. I didn't understand, so that produced like a bad habit of, you know, feeling like I need to relax to be the best, in a way.
Well, it's funny that people have the thought about I should relax, and then they don't relax because they don't put in the effort to relax.
That's
and you
funny.
Can stand tall and relax.
Yeah, it's like, reminds me of going to sleep, like my problems with going to sleep. It feels too late at that point when I'm going to sleep to do anything about it.
Well, you can go to sleep happily.
Yeah, but I think like once you start trying, it makes it, once you start trying to do anything about it, it makes it worse for me, in a way.
Well, apart that would from, be like, wrong effort. And in fact, trying is a wrong effort. Trying to relax is not relaxing.
What is
relax
trying?
Relax and feel good. Just
so
good.
Trying is like, is it because trying is like a word that implies that you can't do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try always has the quality of unsuccessful. In fact, there's an old joke. Honey, I'm trying a new coffee. And the husband answers, your coffee is always trying.
Wait, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Okay, well, there's two different uses of the word. Trying a new coffee means that what I've been doing was unsuccessful and I'm looking for something new. And the husband's answer, your coffee is always trying, means that it's failing.
Oh, right. Okay. I get it.
Right.
I get it. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's especially true when a psychologist will recommend some new tactic or attitude or way of dealing with family or a situation, and the client will say, I'll try. That is a guarantee. That's a wake-up call to the therapist that, oh, they're going to fail at that. They don't want to do it. So they'll try it. They'll say they'll try it just to get the psychologist to have believe that they're going to do it when in fact they're not going to do it at all. They're going to fail at it.
There are some things that you can only try at if something's too difficult. Like if I was to try and like...
How about the word practice?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, practice is a better use of the idea. Trying intends to fail. Practice intends to perform.
So no matter how hard the thing is, you can always practice.
You can practice. Whatever it is, keep practicing. That's the right effort, is to practice, and wrong effort is to try.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm disappointed at the moment because, you know, remember the last time I talked to you, I was writing that piece?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
so,
I mentioned to enjoy it, and you didn't want to do that. You didn't want to enjoy writing that piece.
Yeah. I finished that and we recorded it, and it just, everything kind of, so leading up to it, like, I'd taken on this other project, which took a chunk of time, and like I couldn't focus on this piece, and then I was sick for like, you know, when it was due, the week before it was due, I was just so sick, so it didn't turn out refined enough.
Can are you too sick to hum?
Yeah,
to hum a happy tune.
Well, this is more than happy tunes. I mean, the tunes I was writing, they were, I don't know. There was like, you know, it's, I don't know.
It's a,
I wish I was writing happy tunes, but I
well, you
was
can
writing.
see that it's an attitude. And one's
Yeah.
right effort is to change one's attitude from a I can't do it into I can do it.
Yeah, I get, yeah. Okay, so now I'm disappointed because I think
But it
there are
was in the
really.
past. Instead of becoming disappointed because you haven't been doing it, how about being motivated? I can do it now. Yeah, I'm going to start doing this.
Yeah.
Change your attitude about it now.
I don't know what to. I mean, don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why I brought that up, I guess. I guess I'm just complaining. But
Yes,
I'm basically,
that is
yeah.
a habit that, in fact, someone who is actually practicing Anapanasati will catch themselves complaining and stop it. To stop complaining. I have nothing to complain about. My butt hurts, but I'm not complaining about it.
Oh God, it's hard, yeah.
I take care of it, but I
What's
don't complain.
I think what has really been something that I haven't really realized is that being around, I'm not around, like, I don't know, I honestly don't know anyone who's doing this, and I'm around so many people all day.
That's why we've started the online Sangha. That's why we have the website. That's why we're putting up all of this happy effort and having the Sangha group so that you can go in and chat with people. Let them cheer you up. You cheer them up. Yeah, because most people like you are around ordinary people who spend their lives complaining. It's better to be around people who have noble intentions and a noble mind.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. On a practical level, how do we, you know, I feel like almost I sometimes like I don't want to say anything, and it's just like that's not appropriate, you know. Some like I feel like sometimes it's just I want to just
Can you
I
write then on Skype? You can say, hey guys, I haven't said much because I don't have much to say, but I am happy about it. And see, they'll
yeah.
give you good responses to that.
No, but I mean more with like the people who I have to talk to all day, you know, it's like I feel like, yeah, I
And,
just
but you
I want
see,
to.
you can't talk to yourself happily. And the whole idea is to talk to yourself happily so that you can talk to other people happily.
Yeah, I
Put
guess
on
that's
a
true.
happy face. Or that 1930s song. Have you ever heard of it? Smile, darn you, smile.
Yeah.
It takes some effort to start smiling. It takes some effort to come out of your complaining and say everything's okay. Everything's fine. Not just
Okay.
do I have to let it go, but I happily throw it out.
Yeah, I guess I'm a little bit afraid of people finding, or I mean, okay, it's me, it's not other people, but you know, just being
Well, a lot of people don't like you
different.
being happy because that points out to them that they're not. It's
Exactly.
possible, in fact, that when you get then when you become happy, it pisses people off. They want you to be unhappy just like they are. Misery loves company. So it's better to be around people who enjoy being happy. But if you can't be around people who enjoy being happy, at least you can be around yourself and enjoy being happy.
Yeah. But I know that already, like, it's mostly coming from me, the way I see other people. You know, like,
it's your attitude. It's the way you process data. It's your old past ways of doing things. It's your habits. And you have to make the effort to change your old attitude.
And to an extent, like, the way that I am or talk will be reflected back at me. You know, like, that's going to be...
Everybody creates their own reality. Because they think that what they've created is real. That's delusional. The reality of the situation is reality don't give a flying rip. It just is. Can you begin to enjoy real reality just as it is? It's great stuff. And instead, you create a reality of not good enough. You were taught to do that, and now it's your habit.
I need to practice this.
And you can practice being happy. You have to remember to practice being happy, to take a deep breath and just enjoy the moment. Keep practicing that over and over and over again.
Okay, and that's the key, because I just really do feel... I mean, that's the only thing I feel like is in my power to do. I feel in a certain way powerless because of the people I'm around, and I live in London and I am at uni, so I feel like I'm at school and I have to do all these stupid things to, you know, get a grade, and like, it's just, you know.
Does getting a good grade make you happy?
No, I don't want a good grade. I'm just trying to be creative and make music and be happy.
Well, then why don't you just create music and be happy creating the music? That was what we talked about last time.
Yeah.
You wanted that damn grade.
Yeah, I know, but I have to, you know, I have to get into the next year, because I like being here, because it's, otherwise I'm back with my parents. So it's like, you know, the lesser of two evils. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm here. I have to, I mean, I'm doing it. I'm choosing to do this, but you know, there are so many things that are, you know, I'm complaining. It's great.
Yes, you are.
It's great.
Right. I hear that. Thank you for recognizing you're complaining again.
Okay.
Instead of saying, wow, things are going to start looking up. I'm going to make sure I'm going to take the effort to make my life a happy thing. I have to remember to keep practicing, because I'm in the habit of being unhappy. Let's start practicing being happy.
Yeah, I think part of my complaining is, like, I guess I want to figure out what's going wrong.
Guess what? You don't never have to figure out what's gone wrong. What you need to do is to figure out how to set things right. Figuring out how things went wrong is dealing in the past, dealing with broken stuff. So you can forget that and start figuring out, how can I feel good right now? As soon as you wake up and say, hey, I can feel good. Never mind for the past 10 minutes I've been complaining. Right now I can wake up. I can be happy right now.
Are there ever times where it's, like, not possible to... Sometimes I feel, like, very crippled, and I feel like I can't...
No. There you go again. You're complaining again. Do you catch yourself?
But I feel like I'm just explaining, like, I do feel sometimes, like, I get so paralyzed that I can't...
Okay. But when that time happens, instead of complaining about it, you can say, I can change that. I can change it.
Okay. So I can change that.
You can change it.
It does feel like...
You just remember that you can change it. Keep remembering you can change it. Complaining is feeling like you're stuck in it. But you
yeah,
can change it, your it, attitude that you can fix it. You can change things.
But that okay, and so I can change things, but does that necessarily mean that I can feel good? Or maybe it's just that I can change things so that I'm not feeling like 100% bad. You know,
well,
I feel like a bit less bad.
It depends upon what you practice. And in fact, you just mentioned to me the point that you can't feel good. So you're going to do something in between. That's back into trying again. You can practice feeling good. And if you practice feeling good, you'll get better and better at feeling good.
Okay.
If you practice being satisfied, you'll get better and better at being satisfied. But if you practice, whatever I'm doing now isn't good enough, but it'll lead me to the right place, you'll just be wandering around forever. You have to actually practice. Here's an example from music. The kid wants to learn to play the piano. And so he buys piano books, he hires a teacher, he goes to his first lesson, and all week long he plays football. Is he going to learn to play the piano by playing football? No, he's got to practice the piano in order to learn to play the piano. So you need to start playing your instrument called satisfaction. Practice satisfaction and you'll get good at satisfaction. Practicing satisfaction. Okay, I'm all right right now. This is great. Everything is okay right now. Not a problem. Keep practicing that and pretty soon you'll feel that way. You'll feel really on top of the world that you've got it wired. You're the champion here. You're the king of your own pile of dirt. You don't have to struggle. You can just get on top of your pile of dirt. You don't have to be buried under your pile of dirt. You don't have to struggle trying to get out. You can just take the attitude and you're on top of it. You got it.
You make it so simple, yeah.
You
okay, all right.
Practice
all right.
Being satisfied. Let's be satisfied. Let's talk to people who are satisfied. Let's talk about satisfaction. Let's talk about everything's okay.
It's hard because I guess they're on. I guess
it's not hard. Look at your complaining again. It's hard. It's not hard. It's easy. But you got to come out of the habit of complaining.
Ah, damn it. Yeah, I'm so used to like explaining. Like,
yeah,
what is happening.
No, you were explaining is complaining. They're the same thing.
Yeah. Fuck. It makes it. I know
you don't have to explain, you can just change.
But it makes it difficult to like communicate with people. Because I feel like
needing to communicate with yourself first. Forget those other people. Forget the complainers of the world. They're the ones who put you in the position you're in now. You picked up a bad habit of complaining. You're very good at it so much so that you don't even know you're doing it anymore.
Thanks. Yeah.
So you have to start remembering, I can do this. I'm okay. I don't have to complain. I don't have to explain. I can just change.
Yeah.
Change your thoughts. Change your attitude. Change your mental state. You keep doing that, and you'll begin to change the way you feel.
Okay. So when someone starts complaining at me, or we start talking about...
There you are complaining again.
Well, then what do I say?
Huh?
How do I live now?
Well, you can do with them just what I did with you. Aha, you're complaining again. I see you, Myra. You can say that right out loud to people.
Yeah, I guess so. But honestly, music students...
I'm not complaining today. I have nothing to complain about today. It's what you can say to people.
But then they're going to be pissed off.
Yes, they are going to be pissed off. Are you going to be pissed off back, or are you going to be happy? They're pissed off because they are pissed off. That's why they're complaining. They're already pissed off. You're pissed off and you're complaining and explaining. Can you come out of being pissed off? Can you change your attitude from being pissed off into being pissed on? Because that's what they're going to do with you. When they're pissed off, they're going to piss on you. Can you do that happily?
Nice. Okay, right. Well,
don't worry about them. The thing of it is, can you enjoy being pissed on happily? Because your only option is to be pissed off unhappily.
Okay, but career though, can we think of career? Because
right now, this moment.
Damn it! Yeah.
Practice right now. Don't think about the future. Think about right now.
There's so much complaining though in my life with talking to people.
Well, that's an old bad habit. Can you check that habit? Can you see that habit and start to change?
Yeah, I hate this because I feel like there's already not. I already have that feeling like this. You know, I mean, I already get that a lot of what we're talking about is, you know, pointless. But we're just talking because we're bored, you know, and we just want to talk, and we're just, you know, we're not making.
And right now, you could cheer up instead. You could say, "Hot dog! I think I can do this." I can cheer myself up
like
right now. And see, you don't want to cheer up right now. You could be cheering up right now.
I feel all right now.
I'm inviting you to cheer up right now, and you still want to complain.
Can't you be happy and I feel like I'm happy right now, but I'm also explaining. Like,
don't explain.
Something. Why? I like it.
Yes, I know. Just like a pig wallows in the mud and he gets used to it and he likes it. But pigs also like being clean when they try it out. Wouldn't you be in a happy state? Wouldn't you enjoy actually not having anything to complain about? There's nothing worth complaining about. You're happy. You're okay.
You
enjoy complaining and explaining because that justifies your misery. And I'm inviting you to make a change. Come out of your misery and be happy, be joyful. You have to practice.
Okay, so I have all these questions then that are now just now
well,
the answers.
Those questions though are part of the trip. Stop questioning because you already know how easy it is to just drop the questions and just say, "Wow, I don't have to have any questions right now. I don't have to have anything to complain about right now. Right now, I can just feel good."
Oh, I don't know. I don't
know. Yes, you do. It's easy enough to do when you actually take the right effort to do it.
Okay, but then if there were no questioners in the world,
I didn't say that. I'm saying that there may be a way of saying that there's a time and a place for everything, And you're spending way too much time on way too little. And it's time you find a balance.
Okay.
Stop questioning, stop complaining, and just enjoy yourself for a little while. I'm only asking for 10 or 20 minutes at a time, 5 or 6 times a day. Can you expend 1 hour a day out of 23 not complaining? Or do you have to complain and explain solidly 24 hours a day?
I could cut back.
And you start practicing just being okay. Not a question in the world, not a problem in the world. Right now, everything is all right. No place to go, nothing to do. I can just relax. Oh, what a joy it is to have nothing to do for a little
while. Okay, for 10 minutes at a time.
Hmm?
For 10 minutes at a time.
At 10 minutes at a time, 5 minutes at a time.
And then I can do other stuff.
Then you can go back and complain again.
Okay.
But you'll begin to say, wait a minute, why am I complaining again when I could go back and spend another 5 minutes being happy?
Yeah. And then I'll end up with a shaved head. Maybe.
Maybe you'll wind up with a change of attitude to where you don't have much of anything to complain about anymore.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can see now that I have a lot of complaints.
So start to practice having nothing to complain about. Just for a little while, 5 minutes at a time. Well, everything right now is okay. No questions, no problems, no worries, no anxieties. Just right now, everything is okay. And see, you don't ever do that. You're always in a state of worrying, complaining.
Yeah, pretty much, mostly.
Mm-hmm. So make the right effort to take the time to feel good for a while. 5 minutes at a time. When you wake up in the morning, start to say, oh, today is going to be a great day. I'm going to have fun. I got stuff to do. Everything is going to work out just fine. I'm going to get a lot of stuff done, and I'm going to enjoy doing it.
Okay. Yeah, the way that your teaching is, like, I haven't heard it before, but maybe it's because I don't really, you know, read or watch a lot of stuff anymore, but, like, it's very just this one thing that you know, maybe it's not one thing, but, like, it does, you know, it's always this thing of, like, you know, everything's all right now, and so,
well, everything is okay right now. Look around you. You don't have any alligators. You don't have any crocodiles. You don't have any mafia busting into the room. Right now, you're okay. But you don't think so because you've got all of this stuff on the mind about all the stuff that's not here that you complain about. Spend 5 minutes in reality, and the reality is everything is okay. Everything's just fine. You live in a paradise and you don't even recognize it because you're too worried about things that will destroy the paradise. And in fact, you've already destroyed it.
Damn it. Fuck. Yeah. So this is the way that we get better, or not better, but this is the way that we, or this is the, okay, this is the way that the world can get
that's nicer. The way the world is. Yes. That's the way that we train our children, and then our children train their children that way, way back into the past, hundreds of generations of unhappy people. Doesn't matter whether they're rich or poor, powerful or weak, everybody's unhappy.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, your motto of, you know, whatever, you know, this can help. You know, this is the next stage of evolution, right? You know, this, we can make everyone
I don't feel think that we're going to evolve humanity. Let us evolve a couple of people.
Hmm.
How about just a few people? In fact, I've talked to and had good success with hundreds of people, but not millions. Who cares about the millions? Let's have a few good friends who know how to be happy, who practice being happy.
But wouldn't it be better?
Let the millions be unhappy.
Why?
Because you can't fix them, just like I can't fix you.
Okay.
You're going to have to do that yourself. You're going to have to change your own attitude.
But you like helping. I mean, why can't
I like being happy, and I talk to a whole lot of unhappy people and enjoy the hell out of it. Why? Because I can cheer people up, and that's what I'm doing with you right now, is cheering you up. The question is can you take that as an example and cheer yourself up?
Okay, so would you say that, like, trying to cheer other people up is some kind of like twisted thinking? If I'm not happy,
well, why don't you get yourself happy? Why do you want to help other people be happy when you're not? That sounds like typical Buddhist metta practice. Oh, may all beings be happy.
Okay.
Time you be happy. Time you fix yourself. You can't make anybody else happy. You can't even be happy while other people are miserable until you practice being happy while you are miserable. If you practice being happy when you are miserable, then you can overcome that misery. And then you can start being happy when other people are miserable.
Yeah, I mean, metta can be good though, right? I mean, I think sometimes when I've done metta, I've felt slightly better. And with my relationships and stuff.
Well, you need to practice, though, getting yourself into a good state. And you're not doing that. You're too busy complaining and explaining instead of changing. It's time to change.
Yeah, that's good.
It's time to change. Time to enjoy your life instead of explaining it and complaining about it. Start enjoying it. Your choice. Can you remember to enjoy your life? To be satisfied with the way things are.
Yeah. Okay. I guess it's just that no one understands this, and that makes it more difficult.
Well, a lot of people do understand it. I understand it.
Yeah, but you know, you're in Thailand. I mean, maybe in the world, there's like a million people.
Join our Sangha. Start talking to the people on the UK Sangha. You know about all the videos. If you see the descriptions, every description has about the Dhamma Friends group on Discord.
I know, but I'm just not very online. It's like, because I spend a lot of time around people.
You'd rather around miserable people. And you're in the habit of being miserable, so you fit right in with them. This is why the Buddha recommends seclusion, to get away from all the unhappy people, so that you can get away from your own unhappy people inside your mind. For a little while, start to practice being okay, being happy, being satisfied.
Instead of justifying
your past. You don't have to justify, explain, or complain. Just change right now. Can you change? Can you? Are you willing to? Are you willing to start putting in the right effort to make a change? You're taking an awful long time. I would imagine you to say, hot dog, yeah, I'm ready to change. I'm tired of being explaining and complaining. It's time to be changing. Can you do it?
Mm.
Come on, Freddie. Yeah, can you do it? Can you change? Can you make
a change? I'm thinking about it.
Stop thinking about it and doing it. You've been thinking about it for many years. It's time to change.
All right. So if I stop thinking about it, then...
Yeah, you know, stop thinking about it and just change.
Okay.
Start, instead of having the thoughts of thinking about it, have the thoughts of, wow, I can do it. Yes, I can. I can change. I can be happy. I can take a deep breath and relax. Those are the kind of wholesome thoughts, and you're still wanting to have unwholesome thoughts. Let's have some wholesome thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Yeah, all right. Okay. It's beginning to click for you. I get that.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you go practice for a while. In fact, I would recommend that you review this video that we've had today.
Yeah.
Look at the two contradictions in the sense of what I'm doing and how I'm talking versus what you're doing until you begin to side with Damarato. Wow, Damarato is right, and look at me, I'm piss poor, and I'm complaining and explaining when I could be happy instead.
Yeah.
So go practice for a while.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, I'm going to, I'm sorry I haven't done this, but I'm going to go and upload all those things on Spotify. But I need the password for Podbean.
Pardon?
I need the password for Podbean.
Well, talk to Gollum. In fact, you could help Gollum. Gollum is taking over Podbean. He's a student. He's on Skype. You need a friend. Take Gollum on as a friend. I'll send you his link.
Okay. Okay. I mean, does he need help? I'll help him if he needs
help. Yeah, he could use some help.
Okay, cool. He's doing the Spotify stuff.
He's doing the Spotify. He's doing the Podbean, which is takes care of Spotify.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Great. All right. Well, let's finish this call now, and you go practice being happy. You're well skilled at explaining and complaining. Now it's time to practice being okay.
All right, I'll try.
No, don't try, just do it. It's so easy to do if you take the right effort to do it.
I'm kidding, yeah, it's easy. It's fine. Yeah,
you can remember.
Yeah, I can see now much better than before this hour. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll see you later. Have a good life. Bye, see you soon.
Talk to you later.
Bye.